Okay, good morning. Masechet Erechin, Daf Yud Chet and Aleph. At the top of the Amud, right? For a change, we're starting on the Amud. Four lines into the Amud. We got up to yesterday. We asked a question. We said that it seems that we try to understand this word, Vahu. Right? So we said that with regards to, we brought a whole list. He said that we asked the question originally, who does it have to be consistent from the beginning till the end, right? If you have to be a poor person or rich person, all the way across from the beginning, you became rich in the middle, you became poor in the middle, what said? Then we saw that really with the korban, we couldn't prove anything because there was a gzeret akatu. So the Gemara said, okay, but then what about Eidut? And we saw Eidut as well. It says, Vahu Eid, Adye Kasher Mitchatov Ad Sofoy, the Gemara's question. We said, maybe you want to say that is the case, you have to really be a kosher Eid all the way through. We brought examples. We saw if he was his son-in-law and before he became optic new aid, etc., then his wife died. He was no longer the son-in-law, right? So then we saw again that if he was a kosher aid and then something happened in the middle and became a kosher aid again at the end, we said no problem. He could be a kosher aid. So we see there that the who wasn't a case of being a kosher aid from beginning till the end of the whole process. That was at the beginning. He was kosher. So the Gemara says why. We see from here proof that you don't have to be kosher all the way across. In other words, there could be a time where you weren't a kosher aid and yet you ate it still good. The Gemara said, no. Shani atam da'amar kra. There, with a klal which said that so long as you were at the beginning and the end, right, you were kosher, was different. Because there's a pasuk that says, Ora ah im lo yagid. Right, there's a two pasukim here. It says, V'nefesh ki techata v'shama kol ala, v'hu aid. So we see there that the pasuk speaks about that he saw, ra'ah or yada, or he knew, and then it said im lo yagid. So you've got seeing and knowing and telling. The Gemara says beria by your sight. The eidut is dependent on seeing v'hagada tal rachman emilta, right? V'haika, and it exists. What do you want? The guy saw, he knew, and he can talk. He can give you the Eidut. The fact that in the middle he couldn't, it's not our problem. The fact is, the bottom line is, Eidut is about seeing and talking. Here he can see and he can talk. Therefore, it will be all good. Okay, Elohu Lameli, Vahu Lameli. So, why did it say Vahu Eid? We understood from the previous Sugya that when we have Vahu, it's some sort of code word for from beginning till end. So, how come here we've got Vahu and it doesn't have to be from beginning till end? Gemara says, "Lich detanya," because we got like a brighter. Ra'a, this is a Gemara in Shvuot. Right, Ra'a si'a shel b'nei Adam. Now it's quite interesting. I'm getting bogged down on detail here, but if you look at Rashi. Rashi says, "What does it mean si'a?" Very first line of Rashi, at the top there, at the end of the line, it says si'a with an aleph. Rashi writes it with an ayin. Si'a. Si'a means like a group, right? If you look at the Masorah Shas. He quotes there the very first Mishnah Shas on the Amud. It says, Shvuot Lamed Amud Bet, Vesham Ita Ra'a Si'a, with an ayin. You see that? Saying Shvuot, it's written with an ayin. Rashi corrects it here to the word Shvuot. Okay. So now, this could get a brighter. If you see a whole group of people, Shobanei Adam, Omdin Ve'edav Beinehen, you know your witnesses are in that group. Okay, so you see a whole group. Va'amar, and you shout out to the whole group, Mashbiani Alechem. But if you know, I'm making you swear, or I'm swearing to all your vow here, that you, if you got Eidut, come and tell me. I call you chayavin. So now what happens if these guys don't come and testify? So are they chayav? Look at Rashi, the second line of Rashi. Yachol yuchavin ha'edim korban shvur ta'edot im lo ha'eduhu. Because he basically made the shvur for them. So are they over on a shvur because they never come and give Eidut? Is that considered a shvuah because you're chatting into a general crowd? Right? In the Eidim are there. Tamud lomar vahu. The Gemara said, that's why we have to have the word vahu. The vahu's got nothing to do with the law we learned up until now about beginning and end, like across the spectrum of the whole timeline of the Eidut. The vahu here is vahu aid. Bare lo yiched edav. You've got to make a shvuah to a specific aid. You've got to talk specifically to an aid. You can't just talk generally to people where your Eidim are all there. You have to talk to the aid itself. Rashi Barei Lo Yiched Edav Sharei Hishbiat Kulan. You manage for the whole big group of people. It means nothing. You've got to singly hand pick your aid and make the shvur with that particular aid. You want to say Yachud Afilu Amar, call me. That was when he shouted out and he said Mashbi Ani Alechem. What if he said Kol mi mashpiani lekol mi sheyodeya li eidut. Right? Maybe that would work, because they just talking to whole group. He's talking like to individuals. Look at Rashi. Chol afilu amar kol mi sheyodeya eidut ani mashpia lo yu chayavin. Would they still not be chayev? Would they be exempt over here? Even if you said that, Talmud lomar vehu eid vaharei yiched eidav. Right? So I think that the Gemara is saying that Rashi, but the second, the very first narrow lines of Rashi, Shrei lo hishbia ela eidav. So I think that there would be chayev. Remember, Gershom down at the bottom here, not the bottom one here, Rabbeinu Gershom about 10 lines below the Gemara over across in Rabbeinu Gershom, he said, Talmud lomar vehu eid vaharei yiched eidav, Shrei eidav hishbia velo acherim. So it seems in a case like that, if you would just shout out, whoever's in this crowd over here who knows my Eidut, I'm making a shvua, they'd be exempt. But if he said, the two of you, or you people who know my Eidut, and he's sort of singling them out, even though they're in a crowd, they would be chayev. Right? So that's the idea of a who aid. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, Aba korbanot eino ken. We saw that we've got a big difference all the time between korbanot and... Right, in this Mishnah, well, we had yesterday, Yuzalim was back in the middle. He said, the Haya Ani Veshi was poor and he became rich, or rich became poor. He gives the value of the rich person. Rabbi Yehuda says, right, even if he became poor and he was rich and he became poor and he was rich, poor, became rich, poor again. Right, Ababa Korbanot, we said, Eino Ken, Afilu Meit Aviv, right, Rashi said there, Ababa Korbanot, Eino Ken, right, Sheim Haya Metzora Ashir, Veheani, O Ani, Veheashir. When it comes to korbanot, we care about only what your father says is at the time that you bring the korban, not what it was when you made the neder. So if you were rich and now you're coming to bring a korban, you only bring a poor korban. We saw yesterday there was a machloket which korban you brought. Is it the chatat or the asham or the tziporim? It doesn't matter. Everybody agrees at the time of bringing korban, not at the time of before. Okay. So now the Gemara picks up there. Korban and okay, Aviv mate. And then we saw the case there where his father would die, he's going to inherit stuff. It says, V'niach lo ribui. It says, but now if his father dies, he's going to inherit a ton of money. Ashiru? So now, isn't that maybe we should assess him as an Ashir? Rabbayu, Eime meniach lo ribui. So he says, look what's going on over here. He says, say not that V'henniach, because V'henniach seems to mean that he's already got the money, right? Heniach, he's got the money. He says, rather change the word and say, Meniach lo. His father's leaving him money. Look at Rashi, yeah? Shadai lo met Avil. His father's not yet dead. Aval atidu la niach lo. But one day his father will die and then you're leaving the money. It's like, what's that? Pshita. We don't need the chilush for that. I mean, everyone knows your father's alive. You haven't inherited anything. The word says, no. Kishaya Aviv Goses. His father was lying there on his deathbed. He's about to die. Now with Maharitha, what would you think? Rov Gosin Lemita. Remember we learned this, I think about Bakam. Did we learn this? Did we learn this Gemara? The Klal, Rov Gosin Lemita. Where is that? Bet. Kiddushin Shvuos Gittin. Ah, okay. Remember we learned that? The Klal? Rov Gosin Lemita. Right? So he said there, Gos has one time. Rov Gosin Lemita. Most people who are on their deathbed die. So therefore, maybe it's if he's already got the money. Kamashpala, no. He hasn't got the money yet. Then the next case was Svinato Bayam. Ubalo Beribot. Right, he's got a boat at sea there, and when the boat arrives, he's going to be a wealthy guy. Shiru. So Rav Chisda keshta muhkeret umusker pi alachay. Look how the Gemara has developed the whole concept of leasing boats. He says, no, this boat was leased out. Right, so either like on a muhkeret, like on a long term lease,
charter.
Or short term, like yeah. There's a word for it. What's it when a boat when they lease out boats, not charter? What's it called? When like people. Like a lot of people don't own the boat, the companies that, like the shipping companies, they don't own the boats, but they
lease
them? Is it lease? Oh, there's another word. Okay. So, or maybe Al Khairi. So, if it doesn't really, it doesn't help him. It's not his boat. For all intents and purposes, he's getting the rental. Right? So, he's got money. And what's his name? Schirut, listen to this. Schirut, ain't a mishnah, ain't a basof. Rentals like this only get paid at the end of the period. Right, this is a rental at the end of the period, so therefore until they return the money, they don't pay him anything. So he hasn't really done anything. He's got, in theory, he's got money, but nothing. So Gemara says, V'tipuk lei mishum svina. But at the end of the day, the guy has a boat. He has an asset. So you're right, he hasn't got money, but he's got an asset. Maybe he's a wealthy guy. Right, look at Rashi. V'tipuklei. Is there a Rashi on that? Oh, man, no, there's no Rabbi, there's no Rashi on that. Rashi, about a Gershom. All the way down the bottom here, about five lines to the bottom of Rashi. It's about a Gershom. V'tipuklei mishum svina. Gufa, shehi shelov, how the Ashi, the guy owns a boat. All right, you know a guy owns a boat, it's a rich guy, right? You know they say the two happiest days of a person's life when they buy a boat. The day they buy it and the day they get rid of it. Right? So, well, not everybody would agree with that, I suppose. David, some people do enjoy having a boat. Right? But, right? So it says, V'teku blei v'tipu klei mishum svina. So the high money Rabbi Eliezer he. What does Rabbi Eliezer say? Did not Rabbi Eliezer omer, ima ya ikar noten lo tzmado, v'chamar noten lo chamar. Basically what he's saying is, a guy who owns a boat, that doesn't make him rich, because that's what he lives off. It's like if you're a farmer and you've got your farm, or you've got donkey driving, you've got donkeys, so that doesn't make you rich. We all know that, right? What your income generating asset, what you live off, doesn't even make you into a wealthy person. Being rich means that you've got what you call motarot. How do you say that in English? And you've got like a few million lying in the bank spent. You don't need, that's when you're rich. Your house can be worth whatever it is. That's where you live. You're not a rich person because you live in an inexpensive house, but you've got to replace it if you go somewhere else. So that's quite, I think, quite advanced of the Gemara understanding of Sisera. Okay, new Mishnah. Hashnai Hashanim Benira Ketzat. So we carry on with the previous Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah, a few Mishnah have to go, we said that Shanim, when you took it the years, you go after the person you're making the neder on. So if you say Erech Ploni Alai, you look at how old Ploni is, and that will decide whether you're going to give it as a child, a month to 5 years old, or 5 years to 20, or to 20 to 60, or to 50. 60, 60, and then 60 plus. Mishnah says, yes, okay, give us example. Yele cherich zakein, noten erich zakein. So a child, now it's interesting, the Gemara says, yeah, yeled, the yeled is not a baby of 5 months to 5 years, a month to 5 years. Look at Rashi. Yeled mi ben esrim v'ad ben shishim. A yeled is from 20 to 60, you call the yeled.
They translate a young man.
Really, a young man from yeled, right? Right, yeled is sherich zakein, and a zakein is someone more than 60. Okay, but up until 60, you're a yeled. Okay, it's definitely a call you a boy if you're 100, as long as you're black.
Hey, boy.
Disgusting. It's terrible. That actually, it's terrible. I don't think any more though. Yeah. I think now you probably go to jail if you call someone like that. But I mean, that's true. It's terrible. When we were growing up, you could be 5 years old. That boy, kind of terrible. And yeah, terrible, terrible, terrible. Okay. So now, yeret shirich zakein noten erich zakein. The zakein shirich la yelo. Erich yeret. An older guy who's more than 60 doing erich on a youngster. He does it younger. And so the Gemara says, erichin benerach kate. So the Mishnah said as well that the erichin goes after the nerach. After the person, we just already said age goes benerach. So what does this mean? Kate said, Mishnah says, Isha erich, Aisha noten erich Isha, Isha erich Ish, noten erich Isha. So likewise, if a man's making an erich on a woman, he pays a woman. A woman's got a slightly lower value than a man. And a woman who's making an erich on a man will pay the value of the man, not the value of the woman. Va erich bizman erich, Kate. And we said as well that the erich goes after the time that you made the erich. How does that work? Hericho pachot mi ben chamesh. The kid was 4 years old, right? Or just under five, let's say, 4 years and 11 months and 28 days, when you made the erech. And then by the time you came to pay, he was already over 5 years old. Or pachot ben eshrim, v'naseh yater al ben eshrim. Or if it was 19, whatever, and the time he came to pay, was already over 20. Noten bizman ha'erech. So you give the money of how old the person was, at the time that they gave it, you don't go after at all. No, that's a different Rashi. Okay. Tarabanan, brighter. Ata, the Gemara is like this. Ata ikshaita damim le'erchin. Hikisht. Hakashit.
Hikashta.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't. Can't say. What do you say, Michael?
Well,
doesn't make sense. There's a yud there. There's a yud there in the thing for some reason.
They don't pronounce the yud.
They don't pronounce the yud?
Hikashita.
Really, eh? I would have said Hikashita. Rashi says, Yata Hikashita. Okay, Rashi changes it. Look at Rashi. Rashi got a different Gerv version. Rashi says, Ata Hikashita. See that Rashi? Rashi got a Hey Yud. Rashi's changed the Yud around. Ata Hikashita Mimleirchin. How does your Gemara read it, Michael?
Hikashita.
With the Shva.
Silent Yud.
Okay, Kashta, okay. Okay, so we can see this isn't, okay. So we're all right, okay? No, right. Okay, Tai Kashta, Damim and Erechin. The Gemara says, you made a hekesh between Damim and Erechin. What does it mean? Look at Rashi there. Damina neder be'erkecha nefashot. The pasuk, there's a pasuk that says on Daf Dalet Amud Bet. Let's just look at the actual pasuk there. The pasuk there says, "Ish ki afli neder be'erkecha nefashot l'Hashem." Vayikra kav zayin bet. Yafli neder be'ish ki yafli neder. So we see that he makes a neder. And what's the neder? Be'erkecha nefashot l'Hashem. Erkecha and nefashot. We see neder, erech, nefesh. All go together. Right? So here the bride says, "You made a hekesh." Between, Rashi says over here, you made a hekesh between Erech and Neder. What's Neder? Neder says, Rashi, Hainu Dami. That's when you say, Damav alai, the value of him alai, like he's worth in the slave market. But Erechecha, what's Erechecha? Hainu Erechin, which is, I say, Erko alai, his value, which the Torah gave us. And we saw hekeshan, hakatuv lahani treimini. The Torah makes a hekesh between the two of them. So the question is, what is the hekesh? Right, to what, how far do we go? For example, we saw already previously that Hesed Yad, the cause of Hesed Yad is different. Remember, a poor guy who says Erko Alai, we assess what he can afford to pay. What he can pay, pays and goes home. Where if he says Damav Alai, we assess what he can afford to pay now, pays what he can afford to pay now, but he owes a debt to Hekdesh. So it's not exactly across the board Hekdesh. So the question is, how far does this Hekdesh go? So Gemara says, Margalit Lekalim, right? Look at the Rashi here. Margalit Lekalim. What does it mean, Margalit Lekalim? Margalit Lekalim. Kalim here is a poor guy. And Margalit is a precious stone. So we go Margalit Lekalim. The Azlinan, when it comes to stones for poor, simple guys, the Azlinan be Margalit Batar Kalim. We go with a stone after the Kalim. It's the easier one, the simple one, which I think that means the poor one. The passage is Be'erkechin, Be'erkechin, Be'natanita Erkecha, Be'yom Hahu. So it comes to Erkechin, we go on that day. V'darshinan Lekaman, we're going to see that on Daf Kaf Dalet in a few next week. Shlo yishe margit lekalim ani, Rashi says ani, sheirich atzmo. So now a poor guy's got a stone. Okay, he's in a village in a stone. The true story, this can happen anytime. Anybody ever heard any stories about these guys in Africa with diamonds, with like all these diamonds? This is a story which is exactly that. He's sitting there somewhere in Africa, he's got a stone, right? And now he makes a net of erchin. And uba kohen larichon, the kohen has to assess to what extent can he afford to pay. V'yeshlo margalit shave shloshim slaim. He's got a stone that's worth 30 shekels. Now, if he made a neder of a person between the ages of 20 and 60, got to bring how much? 50 shekels. Right? But his stone's only worth 30 shekels. Ein omri, we don't say, im mashinota ad she'alua lekrach she'esham ashir. That's if we hang around until this guy eventually gets time to go to the village, to the city, and then there's going to be a rich guy, so you have to pay him 50 shekels for the stone, right? V'yiknele b'chamishim slayim, hilcha chamishim slayim yeshlo, v'yiten erich shalem. So you know what? The guy, in theory, he's actually a rich guy. Why? He can afford to pay the 50. Because if he sticks around and he goes and travels a few kilometers over to the main city, he'll find a guy paying 50. So the stone has got intrinsic value of 50. So the guy's got 50, he must pay 50. We don't say that. Ein omrim kein. V'ein lehekdesh ele mekomo v'sha'ato. Hekdesh gets what it's worth now. At the moment, this coin now. If he goes and sells the stone now, what will he get? 30 shekels? The guy, the most you're going to pay hekdesh is 30 shekels. That is with regards to erchin. V'achin v'damim. Now let's see, with regards to damim, the guy says, damav alai. Im amar demei margalit zo alai. If he says the value of this stone alai. So ein shamim ota lefi mecher akrachim. So here the hekesh is the same. If he says, how poor am I, how rich am I, we assess what the stone is now. And if he said, I'll give the value of the stone to Hekdesh, we also assess what the stone is worth now, what the coin is worth now. Right? That's there we've got there. He says there, Atayik Shaitidam Nechir, Magd the Kalim. Velidon Bichvodo. What do we do with Bichvodo? We had this as well. Remember, Lidon Bichvodo? Look at Rashi, yeah? Shim Herich, Davash Neshamat Truyabo. If he makes an Erchin value, he said, and he mentions something which his life is dependent on. Kumon Shomer Erich Rashi Alai. He says, the value of my head. Right? Notain Erich Shalem. Then he gets to go after himself as a person. Because without his head, he is his head. Or his head is him, let's say. You know the famous Eliezer Kaplan? You know Eliezer Kaplan, If You Were God? Have any of you seen read that book? Little book like this, If You Were God, I think it's called God. I think Eliezer Kaplan is his name. So he starts off the first book, he says, point to yourself. Come, point to yourself. Point to yourself, no? There, okay, so David went like this, Robert went like this. You're pointing to yourself because it's just your head, hands, yeah, but we normally, people don't point to themselves, they go like this. He says, no, he says, this is yourself. He says, your head is you, this is nothing. What's this? This is your heart. You can change your heart. You can put a heart transplant. You don't become somebody else with a heart transplant. Call you a new person with a heart transplant. You don't suddenly get a new father because you got a heart transplant. But you can't have a head transplant. You have a head transplant, you're gone. So this is really you, not you. It is a captain, not me.
Aria
captain. Thank you. Aria captain. Yeah. Thank you. That's what he says. So here, standing over here, if you say, Noten Erich Shalem, you give because the guy said, my value of my head, that's you. Tichtiv gabe erichin, be erkecha nefashot. Right? The batar nefesh, as we go after the nefesh. So there, so when it came to, so we saw that the hekesh with regard to the stone was the same. With regard to chavodo, which is like his head, the achol nakish erchin adamim, she attained keshat netina. So now, should we say as well that let's make extended hekesh of erchin to damim, she attained keshat netina, right? That he gives it the time of the giving. The bedamim, can we see now that there's this hekesh so far? Now, what about inshat? We know that hekesh erchin. We said in the Mishnah previously that erchin goes after bizman ha'erich. See that the line above, 2 lines before, noten bizman ha'erich, right? That's the deal of erichin. With damim, it's the time of what you were at the time of giving it. So maybe we should say no. Maybe erichin should also be the time of the tina. Talmud lomar ke erkecha yakum en noten ele bizman ha'erich. Okay, so that's basically the hekesh of the guy so far. We leave the hekesh. Okay, new Mishnah. Yom shloshim kedamata hemena. Here the Mishnah is now carrying on previously. If you say, if on the 30th day, the person, let's say that a baby has just turned 30 days old, right? So we know that a child under 30 has got no value, right? If you say, Erchin, Erkoala, thank you, and the child 25 days old is nothing. The Torah gives Erchin from 30 days to 5 months, to 5 years. So if you say, on the day of his 30th birthday, 30 days, you say, Yom Shloshim, the Gemara says, yeah, Yom Shloshim kelamata hemena. 30th is like 29. In other words, on the 31st day, that it becomes somebody. Shnat Chamesh u'shnat Eshrim kelamata hemena. So too, 5 years on the day that he turns five, that makes sense? Or the day he turns six? Mm-hmm. 5 days, 5 years, right? The day he turns five, right? But the day he turns five, it's like he's on his fourth year. Right, and so too the day that he turns 20, you finish your fourth year, right? When you turn five, you finish in your fifth year. Start your
fifth. You finish your fourth year.
No, finish 5 years. When you turn 1 year old,
he's right. You finished 1 year. He's right. He's right. You started naught. He's right. When you turn five, you finished 5 years, but you've completed five. So you from naught to five would be from the 30 days till the whole 5 year period. He's right. So you turn five, you finished your 5 years. You're going to your sixth year. But when you turn five, according to the Gemara, you're still five. We don't say, you've turned five, now you're six. There's some people, I know somebody, Zachi Asher, we always laugh about it. On his birthday, when he turned 50 to this year, he's now, you ask him on the day after his birthday, how old is he? He's at 53. Because he's now in his 53rd year. So there are some people who are like that, right? And so that's the idea. If you turn five in your sixth year, so the Gemara say, no, but on your fifth birthday, you're still in your fifth year. That's how the girl wants to see it. On your 20th birthday, you're still in your 20th year. Right. So now, Shneema Imimimimimimimimimim, Shnat Chamesh, Shneema, because the pastor says, Ve'im mi ben shishim shana v'mala. The pasuk there says that from your 60th year and above, im zachar yekhacha mishasar shekel. So when do you start paying the 15 shekels? When you're 60 and above. In other words, if you're still 60, you're paying the full 50 shekels. הרי אנו למדים מכולם משנת 60, פה 60 מיליון עולמים, מה שנת 60 כלמטה אמנה, אף שנת 5 ושנת 20 כלמטה אמנה. So although it only says it with regard to 60, but we learn it across the board. It was that אם עשה שנת 60 כלמטה אמנה, להחמיר, but wait a second. When we said 60 ומעלה, that makes sense. Why? Because when a person turns 60 and a day, so what happens to the money he's got to bring? It goes down. Because from 20 to 60, you've got to bring 50 shekels. From 60 and above, you only have to bring 15. Am I right? 15, I think, eh? Pasuk this says, hold on. Yes, 15. Brings 15. So here we could say, maybe that's why the Torah says only 50, 60 and above. Because you want to keep the guy 60 for an extra day, because you want to get that, you want to be machmir. Well, on the other hand, right, if you say that 5 to 20, and there is lamala, you're going to kula. Because if you keep the guy 20 for an extra day, so when he was 20, how much do you have to bring? 20 shekels, right? 20 or 25? How much is it? 20, right? Meaning 20 shekels. And now, if we want it, so we maybe want to make him 20 earlier. Yeah. 21 earlier. So therefore, other around, you with me? That's what it says. Im asa shnat 60 kilamata mimel hachmir, na se shnat 5 v'shnat 20 kilamata mimel hachel. It doesn't make sense. You understand why you want to keep him 60 for an extra day, because you want to get more money out of him. But surely you want to get into the 20 to 60 back and quickly so you can get more money out of him. Why do you make it back here? The word says that. Talmud Rabbah, shana shana gzera shava, gzera shava. Ma shana amura v'shnat 60 kilamata, af shana amura v'shnat 65 v'shnat 20 kilamata emenu, bein lahakel, bein lach. We have no difference. We go on the Gzera Shava, makes the Gemara says, Akira Rezer Omer, and when it says he's a little bit more machmiya even, he says, Ad sheyu yateirot al hashanim chodesh v'yom echad. But it says, not at 60 and a day, at 60 and a month and a day. Right, where does he learn that from? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Rezer Omer, the second almost wide line of Rashi, Le'olam shtat chamesh v'shtat eshrim v'shtat shim 25, 20, 60 or kilamata, or as you are the younger, ad she'tishlam kol ha'shana v'chodesh v'yom echad. Sorry, the Gemara will explain where it comes from. So now the Gemara is like this. We learned Gzera Shava there, Talmud Domar Shana Shana Gzera Shava. The Gemara says that Gzera Shava, those psukim, must be mufne. Remember we learned this before, right? The concept that mufne, if you got Gzera Shava and the psukim aren't mufne, then you can mafrich the Gzera Shava, remember? You can challenge the Gzera Shava if the psukim are used already. If the psukim are mufne, and the only purpose of psukim are there, it's harder to challenge the Gzera Shava. The Gemara says, the psukim must be mufne, must be available only for this. Why? Tilo mufne, ikila mifrach. Because if they are mufne, I've got news for you, we could quite easily challenge the Gzera Shava. What? How will we challenge it? Kila parachin, what we say? Shana shana, yeteiri kativi. I look at Rashi, ikila mifrach. The pasuk could just have said, "Ve'imi ben chamesh shanim va'ad ben esrim." Why did it have to write the word shana? That shana is completely redundant. We would have understood "imi ben chamesh shanim va'ad ben esrim." That obviously ben chamesh shanim from 5 years, ad ben esrim is obviously discussing 20 years. Right? So why do we have to write there the word shana? Right? So he says, why do we write ben shana? Right? V'chein b'shishim shana. And so too, that other pasuk where it said there, imi ben shishim shana v'mala. That was Gzera Shava. So it must be mufrach. Shashna interrogativi. Right? So it must be panui, because we wouldn't have had it needed otherwise. It was like this. So therefore, kele parachinan, shana shana yateru kativi. Okay, basically like we asked, we answered. That's really the answer, that those psukim wouldn't have been necessary, and therefore they are panui, otherwise we'll be able to challenge this. The Gemara is like this. I'm not sure, does the Gemara actually bring you how to challenge it? I'm not sure. Dei Rebbe, Is that hard? And the Gemara says like this. The next thing the Gemara says is, "Lama need look, Rebbe." Also, another thing we're going to say on this is that our Mishnah is not like Rebbe, because why? I mean, we needed a Gzera Shava here to learn this idea of Chamesh and Ishrim and Shishim is always like Lamata. Remember the Gzera Shava? The Gzera Shava we learned from Shishim and backwards. Now, how do we know it's not Rebbe? The E Rebbe Hamar Ad Bichlal. Rebbe wouldn't need a Gzera Shava. Rebbe has the principle of Ad V'Ad Bichlal. What does Ad V'Ad Bichlal mean? If I say from 5 to 20, I include the 20. That's what Ad V'Ad Bichlal means. Ad V'Lo Ad Bichlal would mean from 5 to 20, but not including 20, meaning up to 19 only. And you can also have it on the other side. So from 5 to 20, we say Ad V'Ad Bichlal means including 5 and 20. And Lo Ad V'Ad Bichlal could mean from 6 to 19. Okay? So the but Rebbe we know says Ad V'Ad Bichlal, which means we don't need a Gzera Shava, because the Torah says Mi Chamesh Ad Ishrim. But I've got from 5 to 20. 20 is obviously included. Right? So that is the case over there. So now how do we know that? Because we've got a brighter. Mi Yom HaRishon Vad Yom HaShvi. The Pasuk there says Shivati Matzot Tochelu. Eat matzah for 7 days. Ach Bi Yom HaRishon Tashbitu Som Vatachem, etc., etc. Right? And then it says so it says, eat matzah for 7 days. Don't have tashbitus on your first day. It's matzah is going to have karet. And for Israel, from the first day until the seventh day. So now the question, how would we learn it without Rebbe? We never said ad v'ad bichlal. So we'd say, what, only going to eat mitzvah of matzah on the second day and the to the sixth day? What about the first or the seventh? Is it only an issur of tashbitus or batachem, mi yom rishon ad yom shvi, meaning only from the second day to the sixth day, or the first day to the sixth day, only to the seventh day? Comes along Rebbe and says, mi yom rishon ad yom shvi, yachor rishon velo rishon bichlal. Could it mean, right, that rishon, but not including rishon, or shvi, but not including shvi? Right? See Rashi at the bottom, yachor mi yom harishon ve'elach yeh muzar al hachameitz velo rishon bichlal, only from the first day, what? Cold? It's very nice. I mean, the echo is working beautifully. Could you clear it out?
I changed direction.
Ah.
It was pointing upwards.
Beautiful.
Except just Steve.
It's bothering you? Go back a bit. Push your chair back. Okay. I listened to a podcast yesterday and this morning by Rabbi Torchino, I think from Canada, from Toronto. So he starts off, he's both of them. He says, I'm just wanting to know, he says that I'm not responsible for the air conditioning. So if it's too hot for you or too cold for you, absolutely nothing that I can do about it. And if it's comfortable for you, it's absolutely a mistake. He says, it's really a mistake. Okay. So he says, he brings the same idea, says Rashi. Keinyan sheneimar, right? The pshita dan kedem afresh to kama miroshov velo roshov bichlal. We come to a metzora. When a guy gets a metzora, it says miroshov adraglo, and there Rashi says pashut, that's not including his head and not including his legs. Look here, veroshov velo roshov bichlal, raglav lo raglav bichlal. That's pashut that with a metzora doesn't include his legs and his head. So maybe the same thing with Pesach. Do we say that Pesach is only the second to the sixth day and not the first and not the seventh? Talmud Lomar, Ad Yom Ha'echad Ve'eshrim Lachodesh Ba'erev. So there, the Tanakhama says, no, how do we know Pesach is included? Because we've got another Pasuk, and that Pasuk says, right, that Pasuk there in Shmot Rebet says, Barishon Barbasar Yom Lachodesh Ba'erev Tuchlu Matzot. On the 14th at night, eat matzahs. Ad Yom Ha'echad V'Shim Nacholesh Ba'erev, until the 21st day at night. So in other words, it seems to me without that extra pasuk of from the 14th to the 21st, we might have had a Hava Mina over here that's based on the concept of Mitzora, that the head and the legs aren't included, the first and the seventh day aren't included in Pesach. That's outrageous, right? So that's how the Tanakhama learns it. Rebbe says no. Rebbe says, Einot Tzarich. Why do I need the second pasuk? Wa Rishon v'Rishon Bichlal, Shvi'i v'Shvi'i Bichlal. So Rebbe learns the concept of Ad v'Ad Bichlal. So the Gemara wanted to say that Pashut, that our Mishnah isn't Rebbe, because we needed a Gzera Shava to learn Shana Shana. that the fifth is included in the five and the 20 is included in the 20. So when we say from 5 to 20, we're including the 20, we need a gzera shava. We don't rely on Rebbe's Advar Bichlal. Just like that previous brighter there, you need a pasuk from the 14th to the 21st that never relied on Advar Bichlal to go 7 to 14. Clear? So that's what Gemara says. Therefore, see that, clear that our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. It says, no. A filu tamer Rebbe, it could even be Rebbe. Why? Because shakule mishkale cry. So over here, right, look what Rebbe says. Look at Rashi there, the very last one lines. Rashi stopped there. Shakule mishkale cry. Shkulin hain hamikraot. The Shita changes it from not hamidrash hamikraot. The psukim are equal. The fi midrashol shereb according to Rebbe. Yesh la hachri'an kelemata v'yesh la hachri'an kelemala. The psukim seem to imply this. Right? Kliktiv mi ben chodesh v'ad ben chamesh shanim v'ya erkecha. So the pasuk tells you from ben chodesh ad ben chamesh shanim. Right, v'aminan ad v'ad bichlal, and we say that inclusive. Harei ben chamesh kelamata v'hadar ketiv. So we see that the chamesh is included, and the pasuk repeats itself and says v'imi ben chamesh shanim v'ad ben ishrim. Right, ulurem imi ben chamesh v'ben chamesh bichlal. The amar b'yom arishon arishon bichlal. Harei shtat chamesh kelamala hilchach ilav jerusha v'lo kamelan. So let's just stop over there. So the Gemara says, up until now, we've seen there the Shekule Mishkele cry. Right? What's he saying over here? He says like this. Let's go back a second. Even say it's Rebbe. Because the Psukim, the way that they balanced, say that, in other words, in the previous example, where it was Adroshover Oglo, it was clear to Rebbe that we never had to have the 15th, the 14th, the 21st to tell us the Advar Bichlal. But he says, here in our Mishnah, without the Gzera Shava, Rebbe's principle might not have applied. So he's saying, even Rebbe would need a Gzera Shava here. All right, look, I think that's what he's saying over here. Look at Rashi, and look at the Gemara. He says, Rosh Hashanah Mishnah Mishnah, Afilu Taima, is that it?
Sorry.
Okay. Afilu Taima, Rebbe, Shekula Mishnah Krai, Rat Michta Ketim Ben Chodesh Vah Ben Chamei Shnat Shanim. Right, because the pasuk mi ben chodesh ami ben chamesh shanim, two mi ben chamesh lamali. So why did the pasuk have to repeat itself again mi ben chamesh? He says hilchach ishtaklu lehu. Right, therefore that is how the psukim came to include. Look at Rashi now. Now we go finish off the end of the Rashi there. Says adva bichlal says v'hayar chaburul v'amina adva bichlal harei ben chamesh klamata v'hadar. Now the pasuk repeats itself and says imi ben chamesh shanim ad ben ishrim. So now, why do we ulurevi mi ben chamesh u ben chamesh bichlal? Then biyom arishon arishon bichlal. So reishnat chamesh kelamala. So on the other way around, Rebbe would have said that the chamesh, if he had used the principle when we said from a month to 5 years, and then we said from 5 years to 20 years. So now we've got that 5 years is being repeated twice in both directions. Right, so make it right. So according to Rebbe, the principle will be, will be used the 5 to 20. We've now suddenly got 5 to 20 being in the higher value. And we said from a month to 5. And there we wanted to include 5 on the lower value. So now we've suddenly got Rebbe's klal now creates a contradiction to Rebbe himself. Because mi ben ad ben chamesh and mi ben chamesh contradict one another. You with me? Make up your mind. Either it's from a month to 5 and 5 is included in a month to 5, or it's from 5 to 20 and a 5 is included into 20. So that's why we had to have Hilchach Ilav Gzereshava Lo Kamelan Hachra'a Lehecha. We wouldn't have known where it goes. Therefore the Gzereshava says 60 Lamala. We know now that 5 goes to the, stays in 5. And 20 stays in 20. So that's why even Rebbe would have been able to live with our Mishnah. Okay. I'm going according to time, according to Daf anyhow. Okay. Now we just discussed this previous bright on its own. We said Rosho v'lo Rosho bichlal with Raglav v'lo Raglav. We mentioned quite early on the issue of the Metzora. His head and legs aren't included. So the Gemara says, where do we know that from? So there gives two answers. Ibad Eima Sha'ani Simanim de Gufo Mismanim de Rosho. The first reason why maybe it's separate is because look at Rashi, almost in line with the Gemara. Sha'ani Siman Dugufo said, because the Simane Negash Makom Se'ar Nidon Vesar Tzahov, when the Kohen is looking at the Gaim in his head, in his hair, so there he goes after yellow, goldish colors. ubeneges v'makom basar, and the rest of his body nidom v'sa'ar lavan. Right, they would look at white kal, at white metzora, ubepisayon, and how it spreads out. So therefore, they aren't the same. So you can't look at the guy on his body, including his head, or not, because they're two different types of negayim. That's the one possible answer. Ibar eima lechol mareh enei hakohen. The pasuk says like this: lechol mareh. The kohen has to look at the whole body. Now the kohen can't look at the head and the body at the same time. Right, because he's got the coin, the head is going from the top, and the body from the bottom. Right, I think that's what Rashi says. He can't look at the head because there's hair on it, and he can't look at the feet because he's got the toes in between the toes. Therefore, he has to inspect those parts of the body individually, and therefore those parts are excluded. Okay. Now the Mishnah carried on and said, Rabbi Eliezer said, we want a month and a day extra. Right, not just a day. Gemara says, "Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer Neemar Kan Lemala VeNeemar LaHalan Chodesh VeMala." Right here in this pasuk here, I think it's VeShishim VeMala. This is in Ben Shishim Shana VeMala. That's remember. That's how like Av Tipus. That's the prototype pasuk for knowing that 20 means in 20 because we want 60 VeMala and above, and then. We've also got another pasuk where it says, with regards to Bnei Levi, right? Remember, they got counted a few weeks ago in the parsha. The Levim were counted from how old? Mi ben Chodesh v'mala, right? So it says there as well, Chodesh v'mala. So here in our pasuk it says Shishim v'mala, and Nemahalan Chodesh v'mala. So Mala Halan there with regards to the Levim, what do we say? Mi ben Chodesh v'yom echad. How old does the lady have to be counted? A lady can't be only 30 days. It's a Chodesh v'yom. So we see that the minimum requirement to fall into a new category is a month and a day. So too, if a guy's 20 now, want to go above 20, it means like a Levi. Levi has to be at least a month and a day, so now it has to be 20 and a month and a day. Got it? That's his... says, V'ayma ki hatam, ma hatam chad yoma, afkan chad yoma. So the Gemara says, well, maybe, wait a second. Mahatam chadyom, ma mala dichtiv gabe chodesh. When we spoke about the Levi, we never said that he has to be a month and a day older than a month. He said he has to be a month and a day. Right? Look at Rashi. Ma mala dichtiv gabe chodesh. Lo ave ele chadyoma. Af malacha gabe shanim. Lo ave ele chadyoma. So let's say the Levi there we had to be 30 days and a month. So he has to be 20 years and a day, a month. Sorry, a day and a 30 days, a month and a day. So yeah, it's a year and a day, or 5 years and a day, 20 years and a day, add only a day. Right? And what's the imkeg Zasha Maya Hani? He says, if it's the case in the Gzera Shava, right, between the Chodesh and Mala and the with the Levi and Shisha Mala, then what does the Gzera Shava help? We don't need the Gzera Shava, look at Rashi. Below Gzera Shava Yadani the Chad Yom Ba'inan, the Hab Mala Kativ. We don't need the Gzera Shava teaches the day, because it said Shishim V'mala. So we know it's 60 and something more. If it's only one day more, then why isn't this Gzera Shava? The Gzera Shava comes to tell me, no, the Levi minimum is a month and a day, therefore, in time I change status, it needs to be a minimum of a month and a day. So now we're discussing years. We know that there are a couple of ways to count years, right? The years we can have, like Rosh Hashanah, for example, every Tishrei of the year changes. And we know that in Masech Rosh Hashanah, we've got a couple of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Ilanot, Rosh Hashanah Behemot, etc. So at any given time, Rosh Hashanah Ilanot, for example, let's say Tu Bishvat, if you planted a tree in Kislev, in Nisan, Iyasim, Tammuz, what comes before Shvat? Tammuz. No, what comes before Shvat? Tevet, thank you. Then you plant a tree in Tevet, right? And then comes Tu Bishvat, the next month, it's a new year, right? So it's a second year of the tree. So in an animal, in an animal, it would be like that. Let's say we've got Rosh Hashanah for Behemot, right? So if you said you count an animal or things, it's like this. Words like this. Tanana Shanaham Rabba Kochim. When it comes to Kochim, Shanaham Rabba Bate Arechoma. Or likewise, if you sold a house in a walled city, you've got 1 year. Remember to redeem it. Remember that. Mm-hmm. The redeem is gone. So also Amura in the year in a Bate Arechoma. Or Shtei Shlemi Shevasadi. Also, if you sold a field, you've got to at least give a guy 2 years. Remember. To use the field. You can't redeem it before 2 years are up. So those 2 years with the Steachuzah. Or Sheshanim Shev Eved Ivri works for 6 years and goes free in the 7th year. So how do you count the 6 years that he's working? V'chein Shev Ben Shev Bat. And now we're going to see this difficulty. What is the V'chein Shev Ben Shev Bat? Look at Rashi. V'chein Shev Ben Shev Bat. When it comes to years of Ben and Bat, right? So we're thinking at the moment that V'chein Ben and Bat is if you give Erchin for a boy or a girl. You say, Harei Ercho Alai, how old is their child? Does every Tishrei the child becomes a new age or only on his birthday? Okay? So Gemara says, Kulan mi 8 le 8. What does 8 le 8 mean? We count calendar days. The guy's born today, we count 365 days and it's his new year. The animal was born today, we count 365 days, that becomes the animal's new year. So if you've got to give a keves ben shnato le'ola, right? So get keves ben shnato in its year. You count 365 days, or 354, if you want to go to lunar solar market, you can do that now, right? And you probably 354, I imagine. You count the 354 days and that's an animal who's 1 year old. We don't say that Tishrei has passed or Shona or Elul. I don't know, where's Shona or Elul? I'm not sure when it is. It's Elul, isn't it? I think it's Elul, yeah. Right, we're going to Kulan Me'et Leit. So now the Gemara is like a Shana, Amram B'Kotchim. Now, where about Kotchim? Amram Achav Bar-Yakob, Amar Kava. What's the story? Keves Ben Shnato. So the Pasuk says over there, Pekore Beit, no, that's a Pasuk, yeah, it says, Ubi Mulot Shemeh HaTorah Lebeno Levat. Right, so when a woman who's pregnant has given birth and then she's gone through the Yemei Torah process, she's finished up on the, she's been Tameh and then Tahor, right? She brings a keves ben shnato le'ola, she brings a keves, a 1 year old, uven yona oto lechatat, and a pigeon or a turtle dove for a chatat, pirach o moed lakoi. Shnato shelo, says the Gemara, keves ben shnato, why does it say shnato? His year. Shelo velo shel minyan olam, not according to the count of the years. Shana amra kubet alechome, when about the walled cities, dichtiv, atom shnat mim karo, to the end of its sale. Mim karo again, he's setting v'lo shana leminyan olam. Shtei shanim shebestei achuz, how do we know about 2 years when it comes to an inheritance land? Dichtiv mispar shnei tevuot, right? The pasuk over there says, v'mispar shanim achar hayovel, tiknem et hametecha, and it says, v'mispar shnei tevuot, the years of the produce, yimkor lach, you sell him. Right, so it says over there, b'mispar shnei tvot, look at Rashi, b'mispar shnei tvot, kevan dichtiv shnei, right, it says b'mispar shnei tvot, right, so shnei tvot mashma, means two tvot. Tvot lami, so why did it mention tvot in plural? So why did it say shnei tvot, right, b'mispar shnei tvot, right, so sorry, shnei tvot mashma. Tvot lamani, so as I mentioned, tvuot, im lamed she kol tvuah she matzeh botan shnei shanim yochal. Vafilu gimel, kagon im yachri, even if it ends up having three crops. Now we can work out three crops, right? If we go after Tishrei being the year, so in theory he could have between now, when you start with him and Tishrei, a crop, and then next year between Tishrei and the next Tishrei, two crops. So you end up having three crops within 2 years. Doesn't matter. We still call it 2 years, right? Because calendar years, not year years. That's the short one. I haven't got time to read it. It's actually, anyone can read it. It's quite, it's basically, that's the short, long and the short of what we're saying over there. Right? Lost my place, sometimes there are three crops in 2 years. Right, so therefore we go after 2 years. The Shesh Shanim Ivri, where do we know Shesh Shem Evid Ivri? How do you know that Ivri works 6 years? Dichtiv, that 6 calendar years and not 6 world years. Dichtiv, Shesh Shanim Yavod Uvashvi'it. You see this limud over here? The Pasuk says, Shesh Shanim Yavod Uvashvi'it Yetzei Lachovshi Chinam. In the 7th he goes free. But the Gemara learns it as Shesh Shanim Yavod Uvashvi'it. 6 years he works, and sometimes even in the 7th year he works. What does that mean? If you bought him in the middle of the year, let's say you bought him in now, like in Nisan, right? And then comes the Rosh Hashanah of the end of the 6 years, and now he goes into the Shemitah year in the 7th year, but he has to still work 6 full years. By the time Rosh Hashanah of the beginning of the Shemitah comes, he's only already been with you for 5.5 years. So he'll work into the 7th year of the Shemitah year, and then he'll go free in the middle of the 7th year. Right? So Zin in the Beshvit, Nami Yavod. Even in the Shvit, he'll sometimes work. Now the Gemara says, it comes to men and women, boys and girls, Kulan me'et le'et. The Gemara says, on that question there with boys and girls, that's from year to year, Lamai Hilchita. What's the halacha you're telling me about over here? What's going on? Amarav Gidl, Amarav. First answer is Le'erchin. For what we thought, because of Erchin. Rav Yosef says no. Le'pirkin de Yotzei Dofen. I need to know about boys and girls being from year to year for that Perek there in Yotzei Dofen. Look at Rashi. Pick it up here. So the Masechet Nida. Ben Shtei Mishrei Shana Nidarav Nivdekim. When it comes to a 12-year-old, he makes a neder, we check the neder before we accept it. I understood what you're talking about. Ben Shlosh Eshrei, the Rav Kamit, makes an error in 13, it goes, no problem. But Echad Eshrei, a girl who's 11, Nedarea Nevdakim, we check her Neder, she understood what's going on. But Shtei Meshev, she was 12 years old already, Nedarea Kamit does it. V'chein Harbei Shlot, Ben Rav Shalim Sham. There that parak, apparently, we'll get to it, please God, is full of all the nafkimines between different ages. U'kamara Hachem, why is it mentioned? Yeah, the Chulum Eit Leit Shenoldu, all goes from the time that she's born, or he's born. And that's what we're interested in. So Rav Gidl says because of Erchin, Rav Yosef says because of Pirkin Yotzei. Like, I'm going to ask Rav Yosef. So Rabbi says to Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, you, me palikto, are you arguing with Rav Gidl? Do you disagree that this Sheba Ben Sheba Bat is talking about Erchin? And you're saying it's only Yotzei Dofen? He says, no. Ana Amrei Chada, Vu Amrei Chada. We said one, but basically we agree with the Ariel Machloket for both reasons. And he says, Hachin Ami Stabra, you make sense. These are like pligi, you can we're arguing. V'man da'amar le'erchin lo amar le'yotzei dofen. Well, a person who says the reason why we have to know about being born from year to year, from 8 to 8, is because of erchin, would he say that in yotzei dofen it's different? No. So he goes, wait a second, v'amar rav. We haven't got a mamar of rav. Rashi says, they hatat mimasechet nida, in that, on that perek. Rashi, rav says there, hilchata b'chule pirka me'et le'et. And rav says, hilchata rashi, hilchata b'chule pirka, the Yotzei Dofen me'eit le'eit. Right? Which seems to imply that it's not Erchin. Right? Ve'ela leman da'amar le'erchin. Right? And Rav Gidl, who said, we're actually speaking about Erchin. So the was like, so my time lo amar le'yotzei, why didn't he give the answer as Yotzei Dofen? But why did he dafke choose that side of the argument? Look at Rashi. If you're telling me that he holds there as well, it's the same thing. Why didn't he mention that? So he says, no, the reason why is Dumei Dehenech. Right? Because look at the rest of the brighter which we brought. We spoke about animals and stay Achuza and a walled city. And what else was there? He said, and Kochim and Korbanot. He says he wanted to bring an example which was Dumei Lehenech, similar to those. Ma Henech Dichtiva, those are written in the Torah, they're beforeish in the Torah. Av Henech Dichtiva, so too, the Ben Abbat is talking about Erechin, because Erechin's in the Torah. Where most of those other dinim there in Yotzei Dofen are all Derabbanan. Look at Rashi there. Everybody reckon the Shanim, the Yotzei Dofen, Rashi, the end of the last line of Rashi, Kulei Derabbanan. So that's why he chose that. So now, okay, so Rav Yosef, Ve'idach, right? Ve'idach, so Rav Yosef, why did he then say, Yotzei Dofen Older Rabbanan? So he says, Isak Adatech Dichtiva, if you want to tell we're going after things that are written in the Torah, so Hashem Ben Ubabat, the Bible shouldn't have used the word Ben Ubabat, it should have used the same Lashon that's specific in the Torah. Shebezachar Ubashebenekeva mi Baile, right? Should have used male and female. The Torah says, Ben, what's the Pasuk say? The Pasuk, give us an example of the Pasuk there. We had Psukim, it says, V'nefesh kirakai v'im mishtat v'im ben shim shana u'ma'ala im zachar v'haya erkecha. See that? It doesn't say im ben v'haya erkecha. That's why Yosef said, no, that's why, even though I don't argue with that, but I think that this writer specifically has used the word lashon ben abad, not to discuss erkin, to discuss the parak there in Masechet Nida. Okay, so this is like I said, oh, my shnai nekeva. So now the Gemara said like this. So my shnai, why in erchin Rashi sheba erchin de nekeva, ki miskene yoter. So now the Gemara now sidetracks completely, and says now we understand now the lashon of zakein of zachar nekeva is the lashon of erchin. So it says how come now bezachar my shnai de nekeva de vechi miskene. When a woman gets old, kaima atilta, she still pays a third of her value from when she was young. But when she was young, she pays 30, when she's 20 to 50, and when she's older, she pays 10. So it's a third. It says, umashna zachar, delo kaya tilta. How come that a male, when he passes 60, isn't even a third? Because he was 50 and now he has to pay 15, right? Which is less than a third. A third would be 45. So he pays even less than a third, right? So they look at the Gemara's answer. We've seen this Gemara before, that, by the way. Where we've seen this Gemara before? Where else did we learn it? We've definitely learned it. I'm not sure where. Baba Batra, maybe. So he said, like this, Mashna, I'll give it like this. Rashi in the Chumash. Ah, maybe that's where we know it from, right? So he says, what's the story? He says, Amar Chizkia, Amre Inshe, people say, Saba Beveta, when grandpa's at home, Pacha Beveta. Sifte Chachamim, right? He says, Amre Inshe, Saba Beveta, Pacha Beveta. Look at Rashi, Shevin. We've got a piece of scrap at home, right? We've got a gruta, right? Sha'en Rele Masai, he's just a burden. Right, Rashi says, "Lift achina pachta and gives lashon." Okay, and safta beveita, when we're grannies at home, silver beveita matmon. We've got a value there. She cholali troach v'lasop belachav ziknutash. She's got energy. Can do when she's older. Hadran alach, hadran alach. I said, "Yad rachas yad hadran alach." I said, "Yad."